to the Sea, written by Nikki Crutchley and read by Lucy Lovegrove. This was a Luca. It began at the wooden gate, always closed, often padlocked. To get to a Luca, you needed to leave the sealed road leading to the golden sands of Fuller's Bay, take a left onto an unmarked gravel road, and then veer off down a rutted dirt track that was only wide enough for one vehicle. You only found a Luca if you were meant to. People didn't stumble on it. That was always his plan. Iluka's land was screened by giant pines which huddled in aromatic masses. The pines ran the length of the land to the left and right of that gate. One road in, one road out. The family lived off the land and sea. It was the way they had been since his accident. He said he owed it to the sea for saving him. He said he bought this place for them, for all of them, to exist as one with nature, earth, and ocean. Past the pines, the ramshackle house that sat in the middle of the clearing, atop the cliff overlooking the Pacific, appeared to sway in a sudden gust of wind and then right itself. Hurley's Bay below could be reached by a ladder, a descent not for the faint-hearted. On the beach this evening, as the sun sank and the darkness slowly began to creep in, changing the ocean from azure blue to inky black, there were two figures. One sat on the rocks, the cliff looming above her, and the other stood on the beach, shovel in hand, ready to dig. The shovel, at first, was like a spoon through a pile of sugar, but then he reached wetter sand and the pile to his left began to grow. She sat, the jagged rock digging into the back of her thighs. He had done this before, to scare her, to show her who was boss, a warning. The first couple of times she had tried to escape by climbing up the ladder, but he'd hit her so hard she had blacked out for a second and spent the rest of the time lying on the beach watching him dig. It was easier now to watch, play the timid wife, because the alternative was so much worse. It took him almost half an hour to dig. He was putting in a lot more effort than usual, at one point hopping into the gaping hole to continue digging. The top of his head could be seen as he flung wet sand that landed with a slap on the growing pile. He climbed out and walked over to her. Her stomach flipped, and she remembered a time when a glance from him caused her stomach to flip in an entirely different way. "Come." He held out his hand, a gesture that, if a stranger was observing, looked caring. She rose from the rock, but held back. He grabbed her hand and she pulled, resisting. This felt different, darker, more dangerous, his usual anger and ranting having been replaced with a silent determination. But she was never any match for him. He was always going to be stronger. She wasn't ready for the punch that came, his right arm swinging wide, then landing on her cheekbone. She fell to the sand, just in front of the hole, and then he punched her, again, and again, and again.